via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden discussed the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Meanwhile, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Biden's inauguration to become the 46th president will be January 20th. Vice President Kamala Harris will also take an oath of office. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. The bus was carrying employees on their way to work at a textile factory when it collided with the truck early in the morning on a highway in Sao Paulo State, police said. A police source told AFP when rescue workers arrived at the scene, quote, there were bodies everywhere, end quote. It was impossible to tell who had been in the truck and who had been in the bus, he said. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border, the ship's manager said Wednesday, in an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel in what it described as a failed terrorist attack. Israeli security forces fatally shot a Palestinian driver who tried to ram his car into them at a checkpoint on Jerusalem's outskirts Wednesday after raising suspicions by presenting apparently fake identification papers. The man was taken to a nearby Israeli hospital after being shot and died of his wounds. This is VOA News. In developing news, Argentinian soccer superstar